Okay, ready for a deep dive into a fascinating connection you might not expect?
I am intrigued. What is it?
It all starts with a date, January 4th.
Okay.
It links the life and death of two intellectual giants. One, a Nobel Prize-winning physicist, the other, a philosopher known for embracing the absurd.
You're really piquing my curiosity now. Who are we talking about?
Erwin Schrödinger and Albert Camus.
Wow, Schrödinger and Camus. I have to admit, I wouldn't have put those two together. What could a physicist and a philosopher possibly have in common besides, well, you know?
Besides departing this mortal coil on the same day.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what we are going to unpack today.
This should be interesting.
You're interested in those aha moments, those points where seemingly disparate fields collide. Well, get ready for some, because with Schrödinger and Camus, we're not just talking about shared birthdays. We're talking about two brilliant minds who grappled with life's biggest questions, each in their own way.
So where do we even begin with a pairing like this?
Let's start with Schrödinger. Most people know him for that mind-bending thought experiment. Schrödinger's cat, the one that's both alive and dead inside a box.
Right, it's become a pop culture phenomenon. But to really get Schrödinger, we need to go beyond the cat.
Okay, so less feline, more physics.
Precisely. Schrödinger wasn't just fascinated by theoretical cats. He was deeply troubled by this paradox. How does life create order in a universe constantly moving toward disorder?
Okay, so we've got the universe, which, according to the laws of physics, is always on a one-way trip to maximum entropy, total chaos. And then you've got life, which is doing the opposite, becoming more complex, more organized over time.
Exactly. And that's where Schrödinger's work gets really interesting. He was wrestling with how those two ideas could coexist. In his book, What is Life? He proposed this radical concept called negative entropy. He suggested that living organisms tap into an unknown force or principle that lets them resist that slide into chaos.
So life has found a loophole in the universe's rules. That's wild. What else did he talk about in What is Life?
This is where it gets really amazing, especially for you. In What is Life? Schrödinger predicted that there had to be some kind of code script inside living cells, a molecule that carried hereditary information.
Right, he predicted DNA.
Remember, this is 1944, years before the structure of DNA was discovered.
So he was onto something huge, even if he didn't have all the pieces of the puzzle yet.
He got the big picture, even if some of the specifics were off. And think about the impact his book inspired an entire generation of scientists to focus on the molecular basis of life, which ultimately led to the discovery of the double helix. Talk about influencing scientific discovery.
That's remarkable. Okay, so Schrödinger's trying to unlock the mysteries of life's building blocks. But where does Camus, the philosopher who said life was absurd, fit into all of this? It seems like a total disconnect.
Ah, Camus, he's often misunderstood. When we say he believed life was absurd, it's not about saying nothing matters. It's more about acknowledging that the universe doesn't come with a preordained purpose. We aren't born with a set of instructions, you know.
So it's not that life is pointless, it's that we're free to decide what gives it meaning.
Precisely. And this is key for anyone interested in the intersection of seemingly different thinkers. Camus wasn't advocating nihilism. He championed individual freedom and responsibility in a universe that doesn't give us easy answers.
So both Schrödinger and Camus wrestling with these huge existential questions, even if their approaches are, well, radically different.
It's like they're working on the same puzzle, but with different pieces.
Right. So how do their paths converge?
What's fascinating is that despite working in completely different fields, they share this deep-seated humanism. They both believed in human reason to understand the world, saw scientific inquiry as, you know, essential to understanding our place in the universe.
So they were both kind of like challenging the status quo in their own way, looking for answers outside of religion.
Exactly. Schrödinger was pretty critical of religious dogma, you know. He thought it limited our ability to really objectively understand the universe. Felt science was a more reliable path to truth.
Interesting.
And Camus, well, he just completely rejected the idea that we needed external validation or, you know, divine purpose.
So for him, searching for some kind of preordained meaning was pointless.
He thought it distracted us from what we should actually be doing, embracing our freedom to create our own meaning.
I can see how that'd be both like liberating and terrifying. It's
Yeah.
empowering to think we can define our own lives, but it's also a lot of pressure. The universe isn't giving us any hints, is it?
It's a paradox, isn't it? Freedom, exhilarating, but it can also be, well, overwhelming.
Ah.
But both Schrödinger and Camus believe this freedom wasn't a recipe for chaos or, like, moral relativism.
Okay.
It was a call to action, a challenge to, you know, rise to the occasion.
So how did they answer that call to action? What did it look like for them?
For Schrödinger, it was all about pushing the boundaries of scientific knowledge. He was always questioning, exploring, trying to refine our understanding of the natural world. He saw science as a dynamic process, never content with, you know, static answers, always searching for those deeper truths.
Always evolving, adapting, kind of like life itself, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And for Camus, this call to action was about, well, embracing the absurdity of life, rebelling against conformity and finding meaning in, you know, human connection, art, fighting for justice. He wanted people to live authentically, even with all the suffering and uncertainty we face.
So we've got Schrödinger urging us to explore the mysteries of the universe, and Camus encouraging us to kind of embrace the unknown, create our own meaning. And these ideas, they feel so relevant today, don't they?
Absolutely. We're living in this age of incredible scientific advancement. But we're also facing these existential threats, climate change, political division.
Right.
And Schrödinger's legacy. Well, it reminds us about the power of scientific inquiry, how it can help us face these challenges.
It's like his work is a beacon, reminding us to keep searching for solutions, to keep asking the tough questions.
Exactly. And at the same time, Camus's philosophy gives us this framework to find meaning and purpose, especially when everything feels so chaotic and uncertain.
So they offer us two sides of the same coin, both essential for making sense of the world today.
I'd say so, yeah. They may have been separated by their disciplines, but their ideas, it's like they're speaking directly to us in the 21st century.
It's incredible how these two figures from completely different worlds can still resonate with us today. It's like we're all part of this conversation, right, about what it means to be human in a universe that, well, doesn't always seem to care about our existence.
And you know, it's beautiful. You don't need a PhD to participate. Schrödinger, Camus, Mottola,
right.
They invite us all to ask those big questions, embrace curiosity, you know, find meaning even when things feel uncertain.
So as we wrap up our deep dive, what's that one key takeaway you hope our listener takes away from exploring Schrödinger and Camus? What's the nugget of wisdom that kind of ties it all together?
You know, for me, it's this: the power we have to shape how we understand the world and our place in it. Both Schrödinger with his scientific explorations and Camus with his philosophical thinking, they both point to that.
Even when the universe isn't making it easy for us.
Right. Schrödinger, through his constant pursuit of knowledge, he reminds us that maybe the search itself is where we find the most meaning. It's about embracing what we don't know, continuing to ask those tough questions, even if we never have all the answers.
Camus, he's urging us to kind of accept that lack of a universal instruction manual, right? And find freedom in making our own meaning, our own purpose.
Exactly. He's challenging us to really live, embrace the absurdity of it all, and find, you know, find beauty in those unexpected places.
It's really interesting how two paths, one, science, the concrete, the other, human existence, so abstract, how they lead to a similar conclusion, that the meaning of life isn't something we just stumble across, but something we create.
It's a powerful thought, isn't it? It lets us take charge of our lives, find purpose, even when faced with uncertainty.
Absolutely. It reminds us that even when the universe seems indifferent, our lives have meaning because we choose to give them meaning. We're the authors of our own stories.
And that's something maybe, just maybe, that's something both Schrödinger and Camus would raise a glass to.
I think so, too. So to our listener, the next time you find yourself thinking about the universe or those big questions, remember Schrödinger and Camus. Embrace the unknown. Find the beauty in the absurd. And never stop searching for your own meaning. In this wonderfully complex, always changing world,